Warning.
Brace for impact. It began with the book, Brace for Impact, Surviving the Crash of the Industrial Age. Then came the website, The Daily Impact, chronicling the crash of the industrial age. And now, the podcast, describing the downward spiral. You have to hand it to West Virginia. Some states might well lie down for an industry as big as big coal, might refuse to regulate them in order to keep that lush stream of money coming. No, silly, not the trickle of severance taxes to the state, the fire hose of campaign contributions to the candidates. And that might have been the case in West Virginia prior to 2010, the year 29 men died in an explosion in a mine that was being operated, as subsequent investigation found, in a profoundly reckless manner. Well, West Virginia had had enough. And to make sure such sacrifice to unmitigated greed would never happen again, it did absolutely nothing. President Obama, however, had had enough. He ordered a sweeping review of mine safety regulations and a crackdown on those who regularly flouted them. The results were awe-inspiring. The Mine Safety and Health Administration looked at the mines with long lists of ignored violations, failed inspections, and endless appeals of citations, and decided to use the nuclear option. They decided to create another list of the mines with a pattern of violations. Instantly, they even had a cool acronym for it, POV, Mission Accomplished. Oh, sure, those who ended up on the POV list were supposed to be subjected to more and stricter inspections and admonishments. Let's see how it worked out. Last October, after a 9-month survey of all the mines in the United States, 3 were designated pattern violators, the 3 worst offenders in the country. 2 were from West Virginia. One of them was Brody Mine No. 1, located about 10 miles from the mine that blew up in 2010. Here's what the Mine Safety and Health Administration said about the Brody Mine last October. Brody Mining's Brody Mine No. 1 received 253 violations during the review period. An audit of Brody Mining's records found that injuries of miners resulted in 1,757 lost workdays at the mine, 367 of which were from 8 lost time injuries that Brody Mining failed to report. The company was also audited during the 2012 screening process. In that audit, MSHA found 29 injuries Brody Mining failed to report and 724 unreported lost work days. In a slightly different, partially overlapping time frame, Brody was cited for 192 safety violations, including 33 for high or reckless disregard for miners' health and safety. Having thus demonstrated its contempt for miner safety, Brody No. 1 began the extraordinarily dangerous practice of retreat mining, in which the ceiling of a played-out coal mine is deliberately collapsed as the miners withdraw to get at the last morsels of coal. On Monday night, there was a coal burst at Brody No. 1, an eruption of coal and gas and rock. 2 miners died. 7 months after the mine was identified by the federal government as one of the 3 worst mines in the United States for caring about the safety of its workers. Hey, West Virginia, had enough yet? To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, Brace for Impact.